Do you have a situation that needs to be fixed today? Join Gloria Copeland for a special message and learn how you can experience God's turnaround when you live and stand by faith. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look at Acts 10:38. We're just going to feed our faith this morning. Let our faith grow. Get inspired by the Word of God. Jesus, that ought to inspire you right there. Our Lord and Savior is the Master. Glory to God. Of what? Of everything. Bless the Lord. Jesus, in Acts 10:38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All, say all.
All.
Would you have been left out if you'd have been there that day? No. Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus. You won't be left out here either. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus did the healing. The devil did the oppressing. Jesus overcame the devil, and they were healed. Amen? The devil was never any problem for the Lord because he knew the word and he knew what to do with the devil. What do you do with him? You resist him. Do you listen to him? Do you just hang around, let him talk to you about all that unbelief? Or do you say, you get out of here in the name of Jesus? Amen. That's what Jesus told him. Get. So he went about doing good. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, he's still going about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil. So oppression comes from the devil. Healing comes from God, comes from Jesus. Jesus is the strong one. He's the strong man. He always wins. And when we side with him and his word, we always win. So Jesus was easy to receive from. He went about doing good. Hallelujah. He's still the same. He goes about doing good. He wants to do you good. He wanted to do you good last week. He wants to do you good this week. He'll want to do you good next week. But he has to have one thing. He requires one thing, and that is faith. Believing what he says in the word is faith. Faith is not hard. Faith is just believing what you see in the written word and believing what he speaks to you in the spirit. If he calls you to preach and he says, I want you to be a preacher, you get that in your, a minister of God, if you get that in your heart, and he says that to you, then that means he's going to back that up. If he couldn't handle you, he wouldn't have called you. And some of you might be new in the ministry and you're wondering, well, did I miss it? No, you'd know it if you missed it. If you have to ask, you didn't miss it. You're going that direction. But, you know, it's not always, things are not always instant. And that's what throws people off. We all like it to be instant. We like it to be quick. But it's not always quick. You know, it seems to make sense to us that maybe we spent 10 or 15 years making a mess of things. And then we pray in faith and we expect it to be done by the next morning. Well, that's good, and sometimes it's pretty quick. But, you know, sometimes it takes a while to unravel things. So what do we do in the meantime? We stand in faith. We believe God. Hallelujah. So let's look at some places. Look at Mark. Let's look at Mark 5:22. This is one of our favorite faith exploits and people. These few pages here in Mark got so many notes, I can hardly read it. 5:22 says, am I in the right place? That's 4. 5:22, okay. It says, and behold, there comes one of the rulers. Now, we're just going to see how faith works in the Gospels here for a little bit. Behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, or I ask you, or I implore you, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. What was that? That was faith. You lay your hands on her and she shall live. So what happened? And Jesus went with him. Jesus responds to faith. Glory to God. And then right as he was going, there came a certain woman, which we're very familiar with, that in verse 25, that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She'd been sick a long time. And what's more, she had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had. So she was sick, she was broke, she had been sick for a long time, and she didn't get any better, but she did get worse. So things were looking bad for this woman. There was just one thing that would help her, and that was one person that could help her, and that was Jesus. One thing that could help her, and that was her faith in him. Now look what happened. You know exactly what happened. She's a very famous woman. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. She broke the rules by coming out with an issue of blood, but she was a desperate woman. She didn't care about rules at this point. She wanted her healing. She heard of Jesus. She came in the press behind. She had to come through the crowd. And now she's written down for eternity that we all know the woman with the issue of blood who taught us some things about how to use our faith and how to release faith. She heard of Jesus. She came in the press behind. She touched his garment. That was her point of contact. For she said, see, she's got her words going for her and not against her. She's not saying, I'll never be healed. I've been prayed for before and I didn't get anything. And I don't deserve to be healed. No, she didn't say that. She wasn't thinking that. She said, she heard of Jesus. She came in the press behind. She touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. What was that? That was a statement of faith. That was faith. She said what she wanted to come to pass. She said what she believed would come to pass if she could get up there to him. Now, she put her own parameters around this. She said, if I touch him, I'm healed. Glory to God. That's faith. That's how faith talks. And she did what it took to touch him. She came in the press. She fought her way through. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes. She didn't really even say him. She said, if I just can touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Here was a woman with no hope. The doctors had done all they could for her. But somehow faith came up in her. And she got this bright idea. It was a bright idea. It was a light idea. If I just get to where Jesus is, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. So she got out of that place where she was. She fought her way through the crowd, which was not easy. And remember that she's sick. She's probably not very strong physically. But she said something and she acted on something. And verse 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Immediately, in other words, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt the power of God enter her. And Jesus knew that power had gone out of him. Verse 30 says he knew that virtue, knowing in himself, he knew in his spirit, that virtue had gone out of him, and he turned to say, who touched me? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. He was looking for the one that had the touch of faith. Now, he was being pressed, the scripture says. They were pressing in on him. You know how people press in when they want to receive something, but they weren't all pressing in faith. That's what made the difference. Believing that when I touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you know that same thing, that same activity of faith, the same way that woman got her healing, is the way you get anything from God. It's the way you get money. It's the way you get your family saved and born again. It's the way you get a better job. You press in faith. You say what you believe, and you believe based on the Word of God. And you say things. You might go in for a job interview, get turned down. You might go in for another one, get turned down. You might go in for another one, get turned down. What do? Do you say, I'm not ever going to find a job? You know, Aunt Susie calls and you say, I just can't get anywhere. I'm not ever going to find a job. No, you keep saying, I have the perfect job. I believed I've received it. Now, if you believe you receive it, that means you have it. So we're allowed this blessing. If we believe we receive it by faith, then we can take it and we can say it. Receive it. That word receive means to take. If you've taken the job by faith, you got it. If you've taken the healing by faith, you've got it. You need to see yourself with it. You need to talk yourself with it. You don't need the next time somebody in the family calls to go over your symptoms because you're healed. Sympathy won't help you any. I mean, like, people like sympathy, you know, but there's no power in sympathy except to keep you where you are. But if you've got it, you've got it. And you've got the testimony of it. I've got my healing. This woman had faith. She said, if I just get close enough to touch his garment, I shall be made whole. She said it and she did it. Now the same thing works with your money, with believing God for your family, whatever it is. That's the way faith works. She was one of the first people we learned about that had faith. We learned what she did, and we realized if we do the things she did, we can receive whatever it is we want or desire from God that's in line with His Word. And all good things come from God. So you can't really find a good thing that doesn't come from God. Now, there may be things that the world considers good, but, you know, the world's out. They don't know what they're doing. They're under the curse. They're in the dark. If you follow after the world's thinking, you'll be in the dark with them. The only way for us to come out, to live in victory, is to walk by faith in the Word of God. If we can find it in the Bible, we can have it. And what does the Scripture say? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So God's given us the Word, and He gives us the faith that comes from the Word, and we can overcome anything in the world bad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't be lazy and do that, though, because, you know, the devil's not dead. Too bad. But he's still around. He's cursed, he's snaggletooth, he's had the sap beat out of him, but he's persistent. That's what Brother Hagin said about him. He is a persistent cuss. One thing you can say about the devil, he said, is that he is, one good thing is, that he is a persistent cuss. And that's absolutely the truth. So what do we have to do? We have to be more persistent than he is. But we got power on our side. We got the Holy Ghost on our side. We got the angels on our side. We've got Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Who has defeated the devil and everything he has He's been whipped. Satan's a defeated foe. I'm telling you, the Bible says that Jesus went into hell and made a show of him openly. He didn't just send him a letter. He didn't email him. He went to his house. He went to where he lives. And he beat the compound stuffing out of him. And he never has gotten over it. Glory to God, I preached myself happy. Hallelujah. Satan's a defeated foe. Jesus has triumphed over him, the scripture says. And guess what? We're one with him. We're in. When we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, we become one with Jesus. We are in him. The Bible's full of in him scriptures. In him this. In him that. In Jesus we are these things. We're all those things where it says in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we should always be in victory. But what happens if we know these things? We come to a convention, we get the word preached to us, we get excited about things, we go home, we go back to work, we go back to the sit in front of the TV set 4 or 5 hours a day that just preaches, that only listening to the natural stuff on there. And we lose that fight. We lose that zing. We lose that oomph that we get in the convention. What's the answer to that? Don't be lazy about the Word of God. Keep studying. Get involved in a good church where they preach faith. Don't go to a church that preaches unbelief, sickness, doubt, fear, depression. Are you crazy? Go where they preach faith, where they preach the Word of God. And thank God there are many, many, many Word of God preaching churches in our day. It has not always been so. Even in mine and Ken's spiritual life, when we first started, there weren't very many preachers or churches that taught you how to live by faith and how to prosper and how to excel in this life. I mean, they were very unusual. There was one in Tulsa that we knew about. They had Brother Hagin come in there and do meetings. There were other churches around the country where, you know, Brother Hagin, I'm sure there were other people preaching faith, but for the most part, I don't know who they were. But he would go from church to church preaching faith. He would go from church to church. And when we could go, we would go where he was preaching. We'd go to his meetings in Tulsa. Once we got going, we found out we got to have faith. We've got to stay strong in the Word, strong in faith. How do you know if you're strong in faith? I can tell you an easy way. You don't have to dissect yourself and look in there in your heart and say, am I strong in faith? Here's how you tell if you're strong in faith. Listen to what you say. If you're talking unbelief, doubt, poverty, recession, depression, fear, you're not strong in faith. You're not even releasing faith. You're releasing the wrong thing. Maybe faith in the wrong thing, but you're not releasing faith in God. And so you and I, we have to walk a straight line. We have to get in the Word, stay in the Word. If possible, get in a good church that preaches faith. If there's one within your reins that you can get to. If you can't get to one, there's always the internet. Boy, is that amazing. Is that amazing? Think about in my spiritual lifetime, we went from 7-inch reels, reel to reel, to cassettes, which was a breakthrough. Well, we first went to 5-inch reels, and then we got cassettes, and then we got the internet. You can absolutely learn if you do it and you go to the right places. You can learn the Bible, how to walk in healing, how to walk in faith, how to be strong in the Lord. You can learn from the internet. Think about it. I mean, there's a lot of, you know where to go. How many of you use the internet to feed your faith? So we don't really have any excuses. There's no reason why you and I should be defeated in this life when we've got Bibles, we've got good churches, we've got preaching, we've got a good meeting like this to go to. And by the way, I'm so glad you came this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to homecoming. This is a special week. You know, time flies when you're having fun. Year by year by year goes by and you just wonder where they all went. Hallelujah. I've never missed one myself. I've been in every believer's convention. Every believer's convention. As far as I can remember, in the whole world, I've been to every one of them. No wonder I'm so healed. No wonder I'm so blessed and prosperous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're a blessed people. Let's just thank the Lord right now for the Word. Father, we're so grateful that you've given us the Word. You sent your Son as our Savior, and you gave us the Word to teach us how to live. And we do what we've learned to do. We put the Word first place in our lives, and we endeavor to obey you in all things, Lord. We are grateful people. We are a grateful people that we've had the Word of God given to us in the manner that we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Even of all the countries in the world, the United States has had more of the Word of God preached. More good churches. More valid, good meetings. God has blessed us with the Word. Amen. But now the Word's been preached all over the world with signs following. Faith in the Word of God will fix any situation.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Every day, a personal word.
I could laugh again.
A word that will never fail you.
Hello?
Hijo, I'm healed.
Through changing seasons and changing circumstances. With the passion to see you walk in victory every day of the year. Building you stronger.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Learning how to consistently win in every area. From health to family to finances. By applying God's Word.
I met a need.
365 messages of encouragement taken from their personal experiences and created to equip you with scriptures to overcome life's trials.
I helped someone today.
The Copelands know that the fight of faith isn't won overnight.
I showed a different way.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland wrote From Faith to Faith, a daily devotional.
I changed.
From Faith to Faith is your daily guide to victory. From Faith to Faith. Real Word, real life, real victory. From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory, a devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is available in either green or blue for just $12.95 each, a great price to buy multiple copies for family and friends. For faster processing and a product discount, order your devotional online at kcm.org. From Faith to Faith will help you build strong faith for every day. Order yours today. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. Now, in today's message, you heard my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, share this statement with you. She said, faith in the Word of God will fix any situation. Now, when you hear that, don't be guilty of saying, well, that just sounds too simple. Hey, it is just that simple, because faith just believes. Whatever it sees in the Word of God, faith says that must be true because it's in God's Word. Just like that woman with the issue of blood, she said what she wanted to come to pass. Go back and study that and you'll find that out. Because when you stand by faith, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it can turn around every situation. So don't be discouraged. You begin to make your stand by faith and do it today. And today's product offer will help you put the Word of God first place in your life. This is a devotional called From Faith to Faith. Now, we have them in two colors for you. We have a green one and a blue one. And these are classic tools that this ministry offers. It's just a daily devotional to help you put the Word of God first place in your life. And you need to begin to build that voice of faith. Make it strong. Make it louder than the voice of doubt. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You find out that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And these kinds of tools will begin to change your life on a daily basis. They make great Christmas gifts. If you've already got one, put it in the life of somebody else who needs it. Amen. We want to let you know that New Year's Eve celebration is taking place here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries at Eagle Mountain International Church. It's Friday, December 31st. What an exciting evening we have planned. Brother Copeland will be preaching. And you know that right at the end of one year and the beginning of another, that's a critical time to hear from the Word of God. So I want you to make your plans to either be here in person or join us online. For more information, you can go to emic.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.